Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, we're going to be focusing on gratitude, and it's an all call-in show to share what you are grateful for. I had originally planned this show for the week of Thanksgiving, but due to technical issues in my office, I had to postpone it. But, you know, I figure Christmas is another great time to notice what we have in our lives that we are especially grateful for. So I'll be sharing some thoughts about gratitude and also inviting you to call in and share your gratitude with us. For those brave callers, there will be a reward, a free authentic wisdom session with me. Sharing our gratitude inspires others to look at what is wonderful about their own lives and appreciate what they have even more. So stay tuned for your opportunity to share your gratitude with the rest of us and get rewarded with a free authentic wisdom session in the process. But first, we're going to do our healing meditation as we do at the beginning of each show on Tuesday. And you know, the holidays are so hard for so many people. And a couple of weeks ago, we did our healing meditation around sending healing love and energy to those who are really suffering at this time during the holidays. And, you know, there are just so many expectations placed upon us to be happy and joyful. And frequently, we just aren't. And the joy of those around us can really highlight how unhappy we are. You know, it may seem like a downer, but there are people who really need our love more than anything right now. And so what our healing meditation is going to be about for today is anyone who is contemplating suicide, anyone who has survived suicide attempts, and anyone who has lost a loved one to suicide. We love you. We feel your pain. We want to help you heal. So let's do our love and healing meditation for those folks. Let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Release it. Open your heart and share all your love. One more deep breath in and release that. And thank you for helping those people who really need our love right now. So shifting gears a little bit, I want to tell you that I'm putting together a special giveaway on the website for the new year. And, you know, most of us make New Year's resolutions that we break almost as fast as we make them. And so what I've put together is you can sign up to receive for 31 days, so that would be each day of January, in your email, a tip, tool, or practice that you can use that day to help you start making changes and shifts in your life. And, you know, not every single one of these tips or tools is going to resonate with you, but I'm going to ask you to try every single one of them because you never know what might happen. So that isn't up there yet. I'm waiting until the end of December to put it up there. But beginning on December 29th, you can go to the website, thelauralongleyshow.com, and in the banner at the top, sign up to get those tips in your email every single day to help you kick off 2014 without doing breakable New Year's resolutions, but instead doing authentic, sustainable change. And in the meantime, I do still have up there the top five ways to, top five ways to change your life right now. That's not what it's called, but to get unstuck right now. That's it, to get unstuck right now. So that is also at the website, thelauralongleyshow.com. In the top banner, you can sign up to get that free report, and that'll tide you over for the few days until the other choice is up there to get those daily emails. And all of this is part of this new program I'm putting together called Your Authentic Wisdom. And the first step is what we're going to be focusing on in January, which is authentic change wisdom. That's from within, authentically, how do I change? What is it that I want, and how do I implement that in my life? So this, you know, the show I said is going to be about gratitude, and I have so much gratitude just for my life itself, with all its ups and downs and the gifts that come with some of the downs that, you know, sometimes those gifts appear to be wrapped in barbed wire because they're kind of painful to unwrap. But I am so grateful for everything that occurs in my life. And I'm going to share more about why this is true for me and how you might find this to be true for yourself as well during this week's light bulb moment later in the show. But now is time to begin calling in with what you're grateful for. The 800 number is 800-930-2819. And again, that's toll free, 800-930-2819. I want to hear what you have gratitude for, whether it be something big or small. I want to hear it. Everybody else wants to hear it too, because it will help all of us feel more gratitude. And remember, all the callers will get a free 30-minute authentic wisdom session with me. And I do all my sessions by phone and Skype, so it doesn't matter where in the world you are, we can do it. So you can use this session to discuss any type of issue you want to have some help and guidance with. And if you want me to consult the tarot cards during your session, I can do that too. So call in now with your gratitudes that you want to share with the rest of us. And maybe just to kind of prime the pump and get things going, Brian, we don't hear from you very often. What are you grateful for?
Well, you know, grateful for a lot of good luck. Let me say it again because I'm tongue-tied.
you're as bad as me.
I'm grateful for all the good friends I have and everything.
And I know before when we were getting ready to go on the air, you were talking about what you were up to for the holidays, and it sounds like you do have a great group of friends that you're very supportive of each other.
Oh, thank you.
Well, and that's something that is really important to be grateful for. So I want to again tell everybody the number, because I really want to hear what other people are grateful for. 800-930-2819. And while we're waiting for people to call in, I just want to talk a little bit about, why do you care about gratitude? Why is it important to you? And why should you really right now, as you're listening to this, start thinking about what you're grateful for and then share it with the rest of us? Well, the reason it's important to share it with the rest of us is because it really anchors it in. It's like you're speaking your truth, and it also helps other people get focused on what they're grateful for in their lives. But even without sharing it, One of the real benefits to gratitude, to focusing on what you're grateful for in your life, is that practicing gratitude helps us to shift our perception from what is wrong when we're focusing on, I don't like this about my life, to what is right. So once we start shifting that perspective, the law of attraction starts kicking in. And I know that the people who listen to this show know about the law of attraction, which is that we draw to us what we focus on. So the more you look at what you're grateful for, the more you're going to have to be grateful for, because more good things are going to flow to you. So it's really a simple law of the universe. If I am grateful, I'm going to get more to be grateful for. So that's one reason that we would want to practice gratitude. And you know, when you first begin doing a gratitude practice, if you've never done it before, it might be difficult to think about what you're grateful for. And especially for those of us who sometimes get mired in depression or feeling like our lives are really not very great and we don't know what to do about it, it can be hard in the beginning to find things to be grateful for. So start out with something really basic. I woke up this morning. I'm grateful that I woke up this morning. Then you can go to something, you know, something better than that. I have hot water in my, wherever I live. I have a roof over my head. So you start with those things that are so basic that we take for granted. And the more you look, the more you're going to find. So that is the way to begin your gratitude practice if you're really struggling and having trouble with what you are grateful for. Because we all have much, much more in our lives that we are, that we can be grateful for than we have that we wish would change. And I'm not phrasing that very well, but you know what I mean. You know, the things that we have that are good in our lives are much more in quantity and quality than the things that we wish would be different. And, you know, another thing that sometimes keeps us from knowing what we have to be grateful for is that we don't allow ourselves to receive. And so if we are not allowing ourselves to receive, then we can sometimes feel like, I don't ever get anything. And that comes from our ego and from perfectionism. And so you're going to want to set aside your reasons why you're not worthy of having anything to be grateful for. So once again, I'm taking calls for you to share your gratitude with me, and every caller is going to get rewarded with something to be grateful for, a free 30-minute authentic wisdom session with me. So please call in now, 800-930-2819. And now is a great time to do it because we're going to take a quick break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're doing an all-call-in show, although we haven't had any callers yet, so you guys need to call in so we can make it an all-call-in show where you can share what you're grateful for in your life. And, you know, maybe to narrow it down, this would help people too. What in the past year, because we're only a week away from the end of the year, what in this past year has happened for you? What have you experienced that has given you joy? What do you have to be grateful for that's happened in this past year? The call-in number is 800-930-2819. And everybody who calls in gets a free authentic wisdom session with me. So call in now. And while we're waiting for callers, I don't know, Brian, I'm going to ask you, but if we get callers, it's going to be hard for you to multitask, but you can let me know anyway.
All right. Okay.
So Brian, this past year, 2013, what's been great about it for you?
What's been great about 2013?
Yep.
Everything.
Everything. Okay, so let's get more specific.
Okay.
What specifically can you say that you have loved about this year?
Well, what do you mean?
Tell me, let's see. Well, I'll give you an example of mine. This won't be yours because I don't think you did this. But one of the things that I'm grateful for is that this summer I sold my house. And even though the process leading up to it was a lot of work, it was sold within 4 days and I got way more money than I ever expected to get for it.
Oh,
and
really?
I'm very grateful for that.
Oh, I see.
Yep. So that's one of mine. So what's one of yours? What's new or different for you this year that you're grateful for?
Well, just, geez.
I know one that you're grateful for.
Go ahead.
Or at least you're going to have to say you are now that I'm bringing it up.
Go ahead.
You get to work with me again after we had 6 months or so where we didn't work together.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I could have said that. Yeah, because
yes.
I first started with you. Back in the when you first started, and then I stepped away because we switched, and then I got you back. Yeah, that's one of them.
Then we got to come back together again. And you were telling me before the show started that the station had a great Christmas party yesterday.
I'm grateful for that because we had it right in Westerly at the Calabrese Club.
So what kind of a place is the Calabrese Club? Is it fancy?
Yeah.
Not really. Oh, it is? Because
a little bit, but I don't know.
Like it was fancy.
I know.
Okay, well, I'm going to get back to talking a little bit more about not only why we should be grateful, but how we can be grateful, because lots of times people do have a hard time coming up with what they're grateful for. And in the meantime, I'm going to invite anyone listening who has something they're grateful for to call in and share it with us, 800-930-2819. So gratitude is the shortest shortcut, and that's pretty short if it's the shortest shortcut to happiness. And where this comes from, where I got this from, is I'm a certified happiness coach. You may or may not know that about me. I did a 5-day training with Robert Holden 2 years ago. And I don't know if this came out of that course or not, but the bottom line is that if you focus on what you have to be grateful for, it's going to put you into the moment, into the present moment, and it's also going to increase your happiness because you're focusing on the things that lead you to feeling happy. And unconditional gratitude really is just the decision to give up all belief in lack, meaning that you give up believing that there's ever anything missing from your life, that your life is always full of exactly what it's supposed to be full of. And you can run down your list and enumerate all those things that it's full of and that you're grateful for. You know, lots of times our unhappiness comes from a belief that we have that there's a gap between where we are now or what we have now and where we should be or where we want to be. And gratitude says that where we are right now is where we should be and that we have everything we need to be happy right now. And that's where we're letting go of having any belief in lack, in less than, of in not enough. And, you know, this really folds into my philosophy about life in general, which is that we are exactly where we're meant to be. There are no coincidences. I was having a conversation with Dr. Pat a little bit earlier today, and we were both talking about something. You know, we were kind of reviewing the year that's for each of us personally. We've gone through a number of things that haven't always felt great at the time, but that we've learned so much. And both of us had these circumstances happen where, you know, some people might call it coincidence, but we don't believe in coincidence. We believe that the universe is supporting us throughout our lives and bringing us exactly what we need in any moment. And that, therefore, we are grateful for whatever shows up, even though it might be one of those gifts that's wrapped in barbed wire that takes us some, what do you call those, bolt cutters or something to cut through the barbed wire in order to open the gift. But the universe is conspiring for our benefit, and therefore everything that happens is something for us to be grateful for. And from Hafiz, who is a Persian poet and mystic in the 1300s, here's a little poem from him. This place where you are right now, God circled on a map for you. And that really encompasses my belief about each of our lives, and therefore why in every moment there's gratitude available to us. And that leads into the next place, which is that gratitude does help us be truly present and appreciate what is right now. And I know that many of us have been exposed to this little play on words, but in the English language, the word present has three different meanings. It can mean here, like, you know, when they call roll in class and you say present, I'm present. It can mean now, like in the present time, and it can also mean a gift. And so really, greatest gifts are always available to us here and now. And, you know, I want to share a story of my own about being grateful for something that on the surface might appear to be a tragedy or a disaster or not something to be happy about. And the way that gratitude works can help us see that life doesn't happen to us. It happens for us. And so I'm going to share something that happened to me. It's been almost 2 years ago. In January, it'll be 2 years ago. And I was out one morning at a business meeting. On my way home, I was about two blocks from my house. There's a four-way stop, and I stopped at the stop sign, and at that particular stop sign, I turned left to go home. And when it came my turn to go, I pulled out and began to turn left. And the car coming from the left, so perpendicular to me on my left, did not stop. And it wasn't even a car. It was a big pickup truck. And I had a little Prius, which I guess is not that little, but in comparison to this Ford, whatever pickup truck, it was pretty small. And the guy had not even slowed down. He did not see the stop sign. And so when he hit me, he was probably doing 30 miles an hour, which doesn't sound like that much, but really it is. And the car, my car was totaled. The frame was bent, and they quit calculating the damage on it when it reached the Blue Book value, which I think was around $14,000. And I fortunately was not hurt. The other guy fortunately was not hurt, but my car was totaled, and this did not seem like a gift. My car was paid off. It was 6.5 years old. I could not get another car for the Blue Book value that the insurance company would give me for my car. And so really it did not seem like a gift. Well, the way things ended up playing out is that once I got over the shock of this accident, because, you know, I wasn't anticipating it and it really came out of the blue, I started thinking about, well, if I have to get a new car, what do I want to get? And I had always wanted a convertible, and I'd never had one. And so I started looking at used convertibles online. And through looking online, I really narrowed down what it is that, what kind of car I wanted to have. I decided I wanted to have more of a full-size car. And the bottom line here is that I ended up getting a used car that was 5 years old. It had less than 10,000 miles on it, so it virtually was new, but I got it at a used car price. And since it was a certified used car, they financed it at a used car rate, which was 0.9% financing, was zero down. So I ended up with $14,000 in my pocket, well, really in the bank. And so when you look at the bigger picture, when you see how things played out, it really was a gift for me because I wasn't injured. The other guy was not injured. And on the other side of things, it was the other guy's fault. He ran the stop sign. He ended up in rehab because of the accident. I don't know if there were warrants out for him already, but he called me from rehab and basically he was grateful that he had that opportunity to turn his life around. So, you know, so the universe is working to our benefit, and there is always something to be grateful for. And on that note, it is time for us to head into another break. I do want to invite people to call in and share what they're grateful for. And if you've got a great story about something that was a gift wrapped in barbed wire and you're grateful for it now, I'd love to hear it. 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819 is the call-in. You can call in right now. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're attempting to do an all call-in show. We haven't had any callers yet, so I don't know if I can call it an all call-in show, but I would love for you to call in and share what you're grateful for. Brian and I have been sharing a little bit about what we have gratitude for this year, and I've also been sharing a bit about why gratitude is important, but I want to hear from you and what you're grateful for. 800-930-2819, and anyone who calls in is going to get a free 30-minute authentic wisdom coaching session with me. So there's an incentive for you. And don't be scared. You can give a fake name if it's your first time on the radio and it feels too scary. You don't even have to say your real name so nobody will know who you are. Anyway, so number one more time, 800-930-2819. So I want to share something that I'm grateful for from this past year. I already shared the bit about selling my house, but I did mention kind of in passing that it's been kind of a tough year for me in a lot of ways. And really the last 18 months or so have been a lot of growth and learning on my part. And unfortunately, a lot of times, we really have to go through some pain in order to shift us into this new place that we want to be in. And so there have been really kind of some difficult times for me. And one of the biggest things that's been difficult for me this past year and a half, really, if I go year and a half, has been feeling like I don't really know what I'm supposed to be doing with my life. And I've had the radio show for a little over a year, and that's the only thing that has felt solid to me up until just very recently. I have felt like that is kind of my anchor. This is what I said to Dr. Pat earlier today, that, you know, I know I'm supposed to be doing the radio show, and me doing the radio show came about through something that most people would call a coincidence, but really I think was, you know, the universe saying, here you go, this is what you're supposed to do. So the radio show has been a constant, but I've had a lot of trying this and having an inspiration about that. And what I'm grateful for in that process of things that never did work out is that I've learned a lot. I really have learned a lot. And I have so grateful that I have allowed myself to be open to these things showing up and trying on these different hats and not necessarily feeling like it has to be the end all and be all. Like if I make the quote unquote wrong choice, I'm stuck forever. That I've had the freedom or allowed myself to have the freedom to try something out and see how it goes, or not even see how it goes, but to do it for as long as it feels like this is what I want to be doing. And there have been three or four things over this past year that I've done for a few months, and then I've gone, no, this is not the ultimate destination for me. And having that ability to kind of try on those different hats or try out different things without judgment for the outcome really has allowed me to take the things that are of value to me from that particular experience and then carry it forward. And really, I want to say that this is one of the components of why gratitude is important, because gratitude can really help us know ourselves. Because by knowing what we are grateful for, knowing the things that we give thanks for, we recognize what we really love. And then from that, we know what real success is for each of us. And for me, that real success, part of the definition this year was being open and trying things, even if it wasn't going to turn out to be my forever direction in life or in business or in friendship or in relationship or whatever it may have been. So gratitude, this is something for you to keep in mind too. Gratitude helps you to know yourself. And on that note, I do once again want to invite people to call in with their stories of gratitude, 800-930-2819. You know, another reason that gratitude is important in our lives is that gratitude is very healing. Why do you think that might be? If you just think about that for a moment, why would it be healing to have gratitude or to be grateful, to find even one little thing to be grateful for? Well, any resistance that you experience is really about your belief that unconditional gratitude, meaning being grateful for everything that is about you wanting to hold on to pain, having some identification with suffering or a fear of joy. So when you notice that you're unwilling to have unconditional gratitude, that's a signal to you to look for where you have pain that you're not yet willing to let go of. And maybe it would help you take a deeper look at, okay, what is it about this particular pain that I have that means that I'm not willing to let go of it yet? And I always add the word yet, because it's in each moment that we make this choice. And some of the reasons that you may not be willing to let go of pain and suffering at this moment is that we can get to a place where we identify with whatever that pain is. We make it part of our story about who we are. And it can feel scary to let go of that if we think that we are identified by that pain or suffering. The guest, my guest last Thursday when I filled in for Dr. Pat, Sue Elliott, she told a great story. She's a healer. And she told a great story of how she was having a conversation with this woman who had arthritis in one of her fingers, where her finger was really severely deformed. And as Sue was talking with her, she was kind of rubbing her hand, and the finger, the swelling went down and the fingers straightened out as this woman was telling her story and as Sue was rubbing her hand. And Sue noticed it and her friend noticed it, but the woman herself did not notice it because she was so attached to her story about how this arthritis in her finger had impacted her life and kept her from living the life that she really wanted to live. She wasn't ready yet to let go of that. And by the end of their conversation, the finger had gone back to being deformed again. So if you choose to believe that in every moment there is something to be grateful for, you're also choosing to say, I don't want to suffer anymore. And it can sometimes be difficult to let go of suffering that we have held on to or identified with for a long period of time. So just be gentle with yourself and say, I'm not ready to let go of this yet. Another really great benefit about gratitude is that you cannot be cynical and grateful. Our minds can only hold one thought at a time. And so if I'm feeling grumpy about something, I'm feeling cynical about something, I'm feeling upset about something, and I choose instead to shift to what am I grateful for, I'm immediately not going to be upset or cynical or what's the other word I used, grumpy anymore, because now I'm focused on my gratitude. And so practicing gratitude really helps you to get real about what's important, because if you're choosing to shift out of the grumpiness by using gratitude, obviously it's more important to you to not be upset or not feel grumpy. So gratitude helps you really make a commitment to what you believe in. And finally, gratitude is a training in basic trust. So what do I mean by that? I've been talking a lot during the show about how everything happens for my benefit. Everything, I live in a beneficent universe, not a, the opposite of beneficent? Malevolent. Not a malevolent universe. So gratitude is a training in basic trust in that it helps me see that life doesn't happen to me. It happens for me. Everything that happens around me is showing up for my benefit. And my story that I told a little bit earlier about that car accident I had just was so much the epitome of that for me. And I'll say another little story of mine. I mentioned in passing a little bit ago that this radio show really, I came upon it as what many people would look like as a coincidence. And I know was not a coincidence. But prior to this show, I had had a couple of other attempts at either doing radio or internet TV. And the last one that I had done prior to Transformation Talk Radio was just horrible. It was a disaster. The guy that was, that it was his business was not trustworthy. He was not in integrity. And it just really was an awful experience. But if I hadn't had that experience, if it hadn't been an awful experience, I would still be doing that and I wouldn't be doing Transformation Talk Radio. So I am incredibly grateful for this guy who was not a good fit for me from a values perspective. And that caused me to leave that and be open to the opportunity for TTR when that arose for me. So there's always something to be grateful for. And on that note, we're going to head into a break again. And let's see, when we return from this next break, I'm going to share this week's light bulb moment, which is really about this pervasive gratitude that I have for my life and everything in my life. And we've kind of been talking about that throughout the show today, but I'm going to get really specific with it. So be sure and stay tuned for that. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today's show has been all about gratitude and focusing on what we're grateful for from this previous year and just in general. Some other ways to get help with moving forward in your life if you're feeling stuck. On Facebook, you can find me at The Laura Longley Show or just Laura Longley. And every day I'm posting tips and tools there that will help you get in touch with your authentic self and start making the changes that you want to make in your life. And those same posts get tweeted at Twitter, Laura Longley SHO, and of course always at thelauralongleyshow.com. We've had some really great guests on the show and really a wide range of variety. Yesterday's show was Alan Anderson, who talked about his dog Leaf and how they were connected spiritually and how Leaf helped him with his healing journey from a brain aneurysm. And, you know, we just have had so many great guests. You can always listen to the archives at thelauralongleyshow.com. And if you want to get written transcripts of The Laura Longley Show, then sign up for the newsletter. And the newsletter has recently shifted to where instead of going out weekly, I do it every other week. But you can sign up on the website at thelauralongleyshow.com. In the right sidebar, you'll find the sign up for the newsletter. I'm really tongue-tied today for whatever reason. So, you know, at the first part of the show, I talked a little bit about me having gratitude for my life, period, whatever happens in my life. And I talked some more during the rest of the show, too, about why that is. But what I want to share with you right now is really why this is so important and how you can begin to get to that place yourself. And for me, I've had for many, many years, even before I really had what I would call a gratitude practice or really understood about gratitude, for years and years, I have said that I have no regrets because I've always understood that whatever has happened in my life has led me to be where I am today and to be the person that I am today. And to contemplate who I would have turned out to be. Well, I won't even say turned out to be because it's always in progress, but who I would be right now if I hadn't been, if I hadn't had those painful experiences. I mean, it's really incomprehensible. We can't know that. So I am grateful for every experience I've had in my life, even the ones that seem to be bad experiences. You know, and a great example of this for me is that, I didn't have a great marriage. We got divorced, gosh, over 12 years ago now. But if I hadn't married this person, because, you know, of course, hindsight is 20/20, and I, you know, you look back and you go, okay, why did I think that person would be a good fit for me? It's pretty obvious that they're not. But if I hadn't married him, I never would have had my son. I might have had a child with somebody else, but it wouldn't be the child that I have now. And I would not give that up for anything in the world. That means so much to me. So when we can look at anything we might regret through that lens, then we can start to see how we can have gratitude, even for experiences that we think were mistakes or that we wish we hadn't done or that we feel like were extremely painful to us. And so then that just translates into having gratitude for all that is. My own personal belief is that we have chosen the lessons that we come to learn in each lifetime. So, you know, I have a roadmap or a game plan that I'm not conscious of, but it is driving my life. And so the things that are showing up in my life are in service of learning those lessons. And as I've said a couple times throughout this show, a lot of times the gifts that come from that seem to come wrapped in barbed wire or maybe razor wires, you know, something that's really painful for us to unwrap it to get to the gift within. But there always is a gift within, and we can be grateful for that. And most of our painful experiences, or our most painful experiences, are really our greatest opportunities for learning and growth. I know I shared a month or so ago that I had been through a pretty rough week leading up to that show. And what had happened for me was that the door had opened for me seeing a part of myself that is a part that I used to like to keep the door closed on, because I didn't like that part of myself very much. And I didn't want to know it was there, and I didn't want anybody else to see it was there. That was for sure. But now that it's, oh gosh, about 6 weeks later, you know what? It really doesn't even feel very painful to me anymore, having been through that experience. And I can see this piece of myself that I pretended not to know about for so long. I can see how it really screwed up my life in certain ways for a long, long time. I mean, I'm talking like back to childhood. And so I am so grateful that I finally had the courage to look at it so that I could change it, so I didn't have to do it that way anymore. So when you have a painful experience, that is your greatest opportunity for learning and growth. And by having gone through all of these experiences, I've gathered a lot of tools and resources over the years so that I am much more able to deal with whatever comes my way. You know, if I didn't have a need for those tools, then the first time something bad happened to me, I would have no clue what to do, because I wouldn't have built up my stamina. I wouldn't have built up my resources by having gone through all of this stuff. And really, I mean, how boring would life be if there were no challenges? We like to think about having this paradise where we just lay around on the beach all day and, you know, go swimming when we feel like it. Wouldn't you be bored? I would be. So I'm grateful for the challenges, because they give me the opportunity to use my skills, use my learning, use my wisdom, and grow and learn. And I'm not bored. So for you, if you think it would be valuable to you to start having gratitude for all of life, no matter what is happening in your life at the time, make it your spiritual practice to not have regrets. You can learn from your mistakes, but don't wish that you didn't make them, and see how your mistakes have ended up benefiting you, because they always, always do. and say thank you for everything that is right in your life and everything that is wrong, or at least you're calling wrong in your life as well, because that is where you're going to learn and grow and evolve into more of who you really are. And say thank you for the life that you've been given and the path that you have chosen, because you chose this path before you incarnated into this particular lifetime. Well, I want to remind you that I have a special giveaway coming up for the new year. It's not going to be out until December 29th, so there's still a few days away. And it's forget about all the resolutions that you break almost as quickly as you make them, and sign up to get 31 days of authentic change wisdom to help you make the changes you most want to in this coming year of 2014. And keep your eyes out to sign up beginning December 29th. And until then, you can go to the website, yourauthenticwisdom.com, or the lauralongleyshow.com, and sign up for the top 5 ways to get unstuck right now. And that'll keep you busy. Well, I know that today is Christmas Eve, so you're going to be busy anyway coming up until December 29th. But if you need something to do, sign up for the top 5 ways to get unstuck, and that'll give you a jump start into making the changes that you want to make in 2014. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening. I was going to thank all the callers, but we didn't have any, but that's okay. I'm grateful for the fact that I had the opportunity to share about gratitude throughout the entire hour. And I had a great time doing that, because I think that it is so important. Join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and on Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. And next Monday, I'll be talking with Kate Montana, the author of Uncovering Venus, about balancing feminine and masculine in ourselves. And I'm really excited because Kate lives in the Seattle area, and she's going to be in the studio with me in person. I rarely get to do that, so I'm really excited. I hope you can join us live. Have a joyous holiday, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Pat of the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. All of us here and all of the folks at WBLQ 1230 AM Stereo wish you the very, very best holiday season and an epic 2014.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.